Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer Horn is off this week. It's the week of reflection, if you will, and I was reflecting on something we were talking about on the program, this business of what influences youngsters and how many parents are so, and it sounds judgmental, I guess. Maybe I sound like an old codger, but the facts are on my side, and it's not always so I bring you things where the facts are their thoughts, but they're not necessarily based in fact. But the facts, when it comes to raising children and what they're being exposed to in terms of the technology, when I say the technology, I'm talking about the visual stimulation that they get from being around devices when they're like 2 years old. Why would you have your child at 2 years old watching something like that Peppa Pig or any of the other things? You know how many children now have ADD and the stimulation is there, they can't focus. They can't, there are just too many devices. There's too much television. There are too many video games. They can't, we were talking about how doing remote schoolwork is something that is difficult for some because the internet's not that good. I don't think that the business about fixing the internet has happened yet. I mean, a lot of the stuff that became intolerable because the big tech companies didn't want to supply the technology that's needed to run all these devices in bad neighborhoods or in areas where there aren't a lot of population. There isn't a lot of population. So, you know, I've seen pictures, Victoria, of the children doing this remote schoolwork, and they have their phone. They have, let's say they've got an iPad or they've got a small laptop or something in front of them, and they're working, supposedly, the teacher is at the other end, and that's what you're seeing. But there is a phone by their side. So they've got the phone, they've got, and this is, I'm talking about kids in that are Miles' age. Miles doesn't have any of this stuff, but buy your kid a phone at 5 years old? What's the matter with you? Mm. What are you thinking? Do you even know? Or are you just so damn selfish that you don't want to be bothered with what it takes to be a good parent, and that is spending time with your child? You're so distracted yourself using the same items, using all of the stimulation that's around you. You know, you don't take the time. And if it sounds like I'm being critical, yeah. One of the big things that we've learned this past year as we go back over the year, if you want to spend a little time looking back at 2020, in the sense that technology has basically ruled the day because everybody's gone remote, including remote learning, which, as you were pointing out, has been a dismal failure, especially in the communities where there are a lot of people that don't have any money. And, you know, so this whole thing, the human brain is not made for this. Entertainment all the time, stimulation all the time. What the heck are we doing to ourselves and to our children? I think that that's really the lesson of, if there's any lesson specifically, and for me anyway, looking back the year, that's been the message. We have overstimulated ourselves to the point of having technology take over. We're becoming like zombies, and it is not healthy. But I'm not going to stop it as a single individual or some of the people that have the same point of view as I do, because there's just too much of it, and it's too easy to get it and to use it. So, you know, we just learn lessons, and I don't know what the resolve is to it. I know it isn't something that happens in my family, and hopefully it's something that you're thinking about with your family. I thought it was interesting to look at some of the things. I figure, okay, we can devote 1 hour to looking at what everybody else is doing. The radio is full of, the year in review. I don't want to review the year necessarily.
We're still because living it. We watched a thing on Netflix last night called Death to 2020, and it's a British kind of satire, really. But
right.
And Samuel L. Jackson's in it, and Hugh Grant, and there are a lot of funny parts in it. But it's also just like, I was sitting there, and I kind of winced at a lot of it. It's just too real. It's too soon.
Mm-hmm. the number of journalists who've been murdered around the world has doubled this past year. About 30 or so who have been killed because of their investigative reporting. You know, the best example, I suppose, is the Saudi Arabian example. Although, was that even this year? Was that last year? Well, that was last year, wasn't it?
Last year, yeah.
Yeah, right. So anyway, there's a group called the Committee to Protect Journalists examining a number of cases, dangerous assignments, people that are involved. They go, you know, Walter Cronkite, who some of you may remember, some of you may not, he cut his teeth being a combat reporter in World War II. That's where he became well known. He filed reports every day for CBS Radio, and I mean, this guy was in his 20s, I think, at the time, maybe young. He was about the same age as the soldiers he was reporting on. And he was in the most dangerous environments you could imagine. And sometimes journalists do go out into these very, very difficult and dangerous situations, but that's to tell the story. Anyway, so that's something, I guess, we look back at it. I noticed that TikTok has done some food trends for this past year. Did you see that? The food videos that people were looking at because they were quarantined. The number one food trend, at least according to TikTok, is cloud bread. Now, you're going to have to help me on this one. It's something. It's an airy pastel colored bread that was originated with the Atkins diet.
Yeah, it's almost no carbs.
Yeah, do you like it?
I've never had it. I'm sort of a little tempted to make it. Apparently, it's not that difficult to make, but it's kind of like
it's quick and easy. Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, it's like angel food cake, but bread. And then the reason that it took off on TikTok and Instagram is because you can add a little bit of food coloring and you can make it look really pretty. So it kind of looks like a big fluffy cloud. So yeah, that.
But isn't it all sugar?
No, it's Atkins, so there's no sugar or carbs.
Oh, there isn't any sugar in it at all. Ah, okay. So that's why it's more popular than a man speak of. All right, let's see what else, according to TikTok, is an important food trend of this past year. Nacho table. If you like nachos, I guess this is something, again, I'm not a tortilla.
Yeah, that's based on if you've ever been anywhere in the South, especially coastal areas, they do, you know, they'll put out the whole table has all the boiled crab claws and lobster and whatever. So they instead of doing a seafood table, it's now a nacho table. That's something that became a trend.
Really? Does that appeal to you?
Well, I'm not around other people, so this is like groups of people doing this, families and stuff. Yeah, it's family style.
Thought we were supposed to do that.
Well, no, if it's in your family, a lot of families who live together, and it's a fun thing that the kids would do. It became very popular on TikTok.
Yeah. All right, so here's the number three thing, according to TikTok, whipped coffee. You and I are not coffee drinkers, so your husband drink coffee?
No, I'm more of a coffee drinker.
Didn't drink coffee.
Well, I don't drink it every day, but I love coffee, but I just couldn't handle it anymore. I couldn't sleep at night, so I was drinking too much. But during the pandemic, though, I did buy an espresso machine, so I make my own cappuccino every once in a while. I love it. But I've never made the whipped coffee, but it looks incredible. It's the South Korean coffee called, like, Dalgona coffee or Dalgona, something like that. I don't have it in front of me. That's where it started, and it looks very beautiful. It looks like a whipped pudding, almost like a really light fluffy mousse, but it's just coffee.
All right, let's see here. Homemade popcorn, another TikToker. I had Jack and Mary have a popcorn maker when I was visiting with them in Salt Lake weekend before last. They made the best. This popcorn was fabulous. And I'm trying to remember what she cooked it in and how it had the flavor that it did. But, you know, you go to the theaters now, you can get popcorn again if you go to the theater, but the popcorn is always, well, I shouldn't say, it depends on the theater chain. AMC has the worst. I think Arclight has the best. Arclight is a regional West Coast theater chain that's very upscale, and their popcorn is fab. But the stuff you get in, going back to the homemade thing, have there been a lot of homemade popcorn makers sold this year? I'm gathering that's...
Yep, because lots of binge watching and lots of family movie nights, and you got to keep the kids entertained. And yeah, lots of popcorn makers have been selling.
Why do we have to keep
the
kids entertained? Why can't they? Why can't we teach them how to read and they can read themselves?
I don't have kids. I don't know. I'm just saying. This is what my friends who have little ones, they're schooling all day long, and then they do family movie night or whatever before they go to bed. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Well, I don't know.
I had family movie night growing up with my parents, so,
did you?
You know. Yeah, of course.
I didn't have anything growing up.
I know. You're an alien.
Miles, though, they do that. They don't do movie night, but they do book night. They read to him every night, and he looks forward. He says, let's go to bed. I want to go to bed, Mommy, so you can read me a story. And he's got some great new stories this Christmas, really. Fabulous, great new, interesting stories about outer space. He's now gotten into the outer space thing. He loves space stuff. So, the DJV download that's currently available for you to listen to at djvshow.com is a focus that we had on the full moon and the effect on us right now and as we go ahead into 2021. We also talked about Lori Loughlin getting released from jail and what all of that huzzah was about this past year. The stimulus check and how much we're going to get, or do we even know we're going to get something? And the number of COVID deaths, the number going down rapidly in some areas of the country, so that's good. All of that pieced together with lots of other conversation. It's the daily DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal rate, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. See deposit letter, license, and all 50 states, and all consumer access at work number 330.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Pro frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
One of the things that happened to us this year, musically speaking, there were a number of new songs that came into our life that reviewed what the quarantine brought to us, Victoria. Doug Steffen, it's Victoria, Keelan, and Doug on the DJV program with the music that made it, that was certainly geared to us thinking and reflecting on this year. Here's Gun Hill Road with a redo of Back When My Hair Was Short, a song that was big in 1973. It's called Back When We Used to Hug. Yeah. And we look forward to that. Also this past year, Dolly Parton dropped a new song called When Life Is Good Again. That's not this one. There we go. All right, next switch. Push that button and there's a green light there. Life is good again, Miss Dolly. Mavis Staples released a new song with Jeff Tweedy. The name of the song is All In It Together. We have I love technology. Don't you love it? Okay. Let's see if this button works. Let me try another button. Do you want another song, Phil, instead of this one, or what's the problem? Certainly sounds like Mavis Staples, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Mavis had a big year. Despite being on tour.
She's like 86 or something. She's
Dolly
still out
and
there.
Mavis both had big years.
Yeah, big years. All right, 25 and change after the hour on the DJV program. So Michael Bublé, also in this group of people. Gotta be patient. New quarantine song. I just want to feel your love.
Cause Instagram is not enough for me.
That's not Michael Bublé. Who is that? With the bare naked lady. Oh, okay.
Let's enjoy this combination.
Yeah.
Was that on the air, Phil? I can't tell. Were you in my ear or was that on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. The bare naked lady. That's what we're hearing. With Michael Bublé.
Well, I guess it depends on an age thing. If with some people, they put bare naked ladies first. Some people would put Michael Bublé first. But anyway, yeah, it's a combo. I just want to see my friends. All right, Big and Rich had a new single as well for the pandemic. Stay Home. Kind of a feel-good single.
This is a great song. I love this.
Yeah. Now, friend, you ain't alone. Gotta do is just stay home. Yeah. We're all about half crazy. Kids are bouncing off the wall. Jokes done got canceled. Mama's pacing down the hall. Homeschool's now in session and I'm pulling out my hair. It's halfway through the morning. I'm still in my underwear.
This was my favorite of the year.
Yeah, I think it's a good one.
There were a whole lot of them, but this was my favorite.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good one. Is Lewis wearing his underwear at home?
No, but we're in comfy, loungy pants all day.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. That's a good song. John Rich. What's the other guy's name? I don't know what his name is. Anyway. He's got a bar down someplace.
Yes.
I think one of the
Nashville?
Guys does, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
One of the bars in Nashville, yeah.
Yeah. Big and Rich, Stay Home. There it is, a list of some of the songs that came out in honor of COVID and this miserable year we've had. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often pets' bad habits are related to their environment. Their nervous so-called hyperactive behavior may in fact be a reaction to the precious intentions of the family members around them. Animals do empathize with humans, and the preoccupied, angry, or hysterical behavior of a beloved owner may actually rub off on the dog or cat. I don't have any panaceas for human emotional ailments, but I can suggest that both pet and owner would benefit from a good exercise program. Chasing a frisbee eliminates need to chase a tail or chew on a paw. The most anxious or high-strung pets can be calmed by a dip in the ocean or a run around the park. And what appears to be a serious emotional problem may simply be a desire to release a lot of pent-up energy. You know, lack of physical fitness in an animal creates a host of difficulties, and these can worsen if not attended properly. So it's real important. Very often when your dog or cat is not behaving properly, it's just a matter of they're not getting enough exercise and enough mental stimulation. Increase it, and the problems may just disappear. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Census Bureau will miss a year-end deadline for handling the numbers used for assigning congressional seats. The Census Bureau plans to deliver a population count of each state in early 2021. It will be the first time that the December 31st target date is missed since the deadline was implemented more than four decades ago by Congress. Unemployment aid will continue to provide a lifeline for millions of workers who continue to struggle to find a job amid the coronavirus pandemic. The Department of Labor says it does not anticipate that eligible claimants will miss a week of benefits and should be added soon to unemployment benefits. Minneapolis police shot and killed a man in exchange of gunfire during a traffic stop in the southern part of the city late Wednesday. Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo said officers were conducting a traffic stop. Initial witness statements indicate that the subject involved in this felony stop fired first at Minneapolis police officers, who then exchanged gunfire with the suspect. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dawn Wells, the former Miss Nevada 1959, and the actress that played Marianne on the 1960s TV show Gilligan's Island, has died from coronavirus complications. In a 2014 interview with King 5 in Seattle, Washington, Dawn talked about her character.
She would go out to prom with you. She would help you with your homework. You didn't have to take her out for a martini. But most of the men say to me, I married a Marianne. That's the woman I was kind of looking for. And I thought, what is that? What is it about that character that is kind of missing, that we sort of lost track of? And I think it's all this electronic era families, divorced families living together, and mother and father both having to work. How do you manage it today? How do you get through life today? Mm-hmm. And Marianne was a good girl. She had manners, and she was dependable, and she shared the chores. And it's kind of how to exist today. Finish the job. If you start a job, you walk away halfway through the dishes. Do you have to be first in line all the time? But I've had people say to me, I was an abused child. You were my escape. Mm. My parents were working, and I'd come home. My sister and I would watch the show. The hope or the dream that Marianne created, the show created, not just Dawn. Mm-hmm. The escape. There's no reality there. Coconut cream pie? Where'd they get the cows?
Dawn Wells passed Wednesday morning in Los Angeles, California, at the age of 82. The Consumer Electronics Show, featuring all the new electronics and gadgets, will be in Las Vegas starting January 11th and running through the 14th. The show will be completely virtual for 2021 with no in-person attendees. You can find out more by visiting their website, ces.tech. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It was, I heard this.
Oh my gosh, I think I was 8 years old the last time I heard this.
34 after the hour. Inside the world of 2020, inside whether it's this week or last week or this month or last month or through the course of the year, a lot of things change. Always they do. And we look back on things, and that theme for Murder, She Wrote was iconic. You're right. When you were a youngster, mm-hmm. I don't know, I remember how old I was, but certainly that was a big, big television show. And the lady who starred, now I'm looking, I can see her, but I can't remember her name. It was the
Angela Lansbury.
Angela Lansbury, that's right, too. Mm-hmm. She had been a big star, a big movie star, and was one of the first to go the route of television. To, you know, the people look
big
at
Broadway
it at the, that
star
time.
Too.
Yeah,
Tony
at
Award
that time,
Broadway
people
star.
Looked down their nose at television. Yeah, television, I'm not going to do television. I'm a big Broadway star, or I'm a big movie star. Why would I do that? Just the opposite today. But at any rate, so the person that created this show that's identified with Angela Lansbury and that theme, what was the person's name, Victoria?
William Link. William Link. He created Murder, She Wrote, as well as Columbo. And Murder, She Wrote started in 1980. I just looked it up because I was curious. It started in 1984, and it went to 1996, which I don't remember it lasting that long.
12
years.
In
the 90s, but yeah.
Well,
and then Columbo, I think, was more late 70s, right? I never watched Columbo, but I
Columbo, Cannon, all those shows about those detectives, excuse me, they were popular at the time. Yeah, yeah, they were all around then.
And well, so, William Link, he passed away at the age of 87 on a couple days ago of congestive heart failure. He lived in Los Angeles with his wife of more than 40 years, Marjorie, and they issued a statement paying tribute to his long career and, you know, certainly bringing the character of Jessica Fletcher as a female detective, even though she was an amateur detective, but bringing her to life, which I think it was based on, who was the novelist, the mystery writer, the female mystery writer? I'm blanking on her name now.
She
lived in my town, too, in New Jersey.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so it was based on her that character, but that was kind of groundbreaking because they not only cast an older woman, Angela Lansbury in 1984 was, you know, certainly not, you know, she was no spring chicken, as they say. So it was kind of groundbreaking in a lot of different ways. But what a great show and good writing. And it was that was every Sunday night right after 60 Minutes. That was what was playing in our house.
Yep. It's a big time to be watching TV. Sunday night's the most popular night for television in the week. And Saturday is the least watched for obvious. Well, used to be that way. It's not so much that way now because nobody goes, goes anywhere on Friday. It's not Friday night, Saturday night, date night anymore. New, new, new. All right, let's talk about not just 2020. I suppose I could give you a news quiz, but going back to the decade, or maybe even the last, you know, we can't seem to wait to kiss off 2020 for sure. There are the usual retrospectives that will chronicle the year that you've heard on news stations or some of the talk shows, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, maybe even some of the music. Bring it. I'd love to have Casey Kasem really did such a fabulous job of doing these music shows. And we do our weekly talk radio countdown show that's heard on many of these same stations and other stations as well. A couple of hours reflecting on the hot hits and talk radio for the week. But these are things that we all, you know, when you think about, what happened going back, September 11th feels so long ago, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about it, that was the year that the iPod was born. Do you remember iPod? They're not even around anymore, but
sure.
It was we used to put our music down. I said I never did, but my children did for sure, and so did lots of others. It's also the year George Harrison died. I'm thinking about that in a little bit.
2001? Is that what year we're in? We're
yeah,
in 2001.
Yeah. And then in 2003, we invaded Iraq. I just do not remember that. The Shuttle Columbia, remember, reentered over Florida, and that was the end of those seven astronauts. That was 17 years ago. And then,
I don't even know what that is. Wait, what?
What? You don't remember
seven
the
astronauts
Columbia?
Died? No.
Yeah, there was in the fall of 2003. After we have invaded Iraq, we had not a lot of attention paid to what was going on in America. But the Columbia shuttle had done the usual thing that the shuttle does. And then when it was re-entering over Florida, something happened. One of the outside, they had those, not bricks, but they had these tiles on the outside of the shuttle. And they somehow or other peeled off. And the thing overcooked and disintegrated as it was re-entering the atmosphere over Florida.
Huh.
All of them gone.
Wow.
So, you don't remember, that's interesting, because that was 17 years ago. 2004, the beginning of Facebook. Imagine, think about that. 2004, so it's only 16 years ago. And look at the power that these people have that run Facebook, even after just 16 years. I think that's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Google isn't much older than that. How long has Google been? Google's been around about the same amount of time. Think about our lives and how they've changed so quickly. Twitter started in 2006. The iPhone was something that was developed or started to be sold in 2007, right?
Mm-hmm. I had the first iPhone, yeah.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the recession that started in 2008 and then entered into the White House was Barack Obama. But, you know, he was blamed for it, but he wasn't his fault. George Bush and his spending of trillions of dollars in that damn war in Iraq, man. Whew. Then, in 2009, after the recession started, the swine flu. You know, we're all so focused on this current situation. The swine flu was much worse in terms of deaths than what we've had with COVID, but the world didn't stop. It didn't shut down. Same can be said for SARS. It really was. I mean, you think about it. I think part of it. I'm going through all this stuff because we've become a ninny nanny state because of Facebook, because of Twitter, because of the iPhone. All this technology and all of this stuff being repeated, and we go around in circles and we scare the hell out of each other with stuff. You know, certainly it's a serious problem, but it wasn't. The swine flu is much more of a problem. That was only 11 years ago, and we seem to have forgotten that. 2011, the population of the world hit 7 billion. But remember, now think about this. Obama was president. Remember everybody, Hillary Clinton, was sitting around in the White House strategy room watching the soldiers going to kill Osama bin Laden? Remember that? That was 2011. Mm-hmm. Seems like much more recently than that, doesn't it? When you think about it. I don't know, to me.
It feels like a million years ago to me.
Does it really? Yeah. George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, that was 2012. Oof. The Boston Marathon bombing was 2013.
That I remember vividly. Oh, my gosh. I remember watching that coverage on TV and following the police scanner online. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That was that manhunt that ensued, probably not far from where you live, right?
Nope.
Through those neighborhoods?
Yep, 12 miles from where I live. Yep. Edward Snowden also released all those. So he's been gone. That's another thing we've been talking about a lot this week because we think he's responsible for the Russian hacks into everything. He's become sort of a celebrity in Russia. And, you know, I've always thought that the release of the classified documents was a good thing, but I don't think that he, since then, has done anything to help us out a little bit. Let's see.
Oh, I think he's not helping us out at all. I think that he is firmly behind the all of the Russian hacking that's been happening.
Yeah,
we don't know. I mean, the most recent hacks that we just found out about a couple weeks ago, those were so widespread and so dangerous, and we still don't even know what information they took or what they planted. I mean, we used the analogy a couple weeks ago. It's like having, you know, thieves in your house when you're not home, and every time you leave, they go into your home, and you don't really know what they did or what they touched. Because that nothing is out of place. That's the scariest part about the whole Russian hacking. All of these major corporations, utilities, everything, we don't know what they did. And that, to me, that just reeks of Edward Snowden. There's no other reason why he's been untouched, an American untouched completely and given the royal treatment, the red carpet treatment to live in Moscow. I mean, I don't know why people are making this guy a hero, because he's no hero to me. I think he's a treasonous terrorist.
Yeah. In 2014, Don Pardo, the voice of Saturday Night Live, but he'd been around in the game show network for years. Big started out as a big radio, a voice that you couldn't ever forget. He died. Robin Williams committed suicide in 2014. Oh, that seems
sad.
Like, my God, that's 6 years ago. Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what happened in 2015. Leonard Nimoy died. Yogi Berra.
Mr. Spock, right?
Yep. Dr. Spock. Yeah, right. So, at any rate, there's maybe a couple of questions about this year as we reflect just a bit here on the DJV program. 47 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal rate, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.org number 3030.
This report is sponsored by Hyundai. Car care is essential, and regular maintenance can improve the performance of your vehicle and save you money. Hyundai is making it much easier for its owners by now offering 3 years of complimentary basic maintenance with the purchase or lease of a new Hyundai vehicle. The Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance Program includes oil and oil filter changes, plus tire rotation at normal factory scheduled maintenance intervals for 3 years, or 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. Barry Ratzlaff, Chief Customer Officer, Hyundai Motor America.
Hyundai has always been a company that listens to customers and strives to provide products and services that maximize value and simplify life. Building on the strong foundation of America's Best Warranty, Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance helps dealers ensure that our owners keep rolling with peace of mind.
Complimentary Maintenance is part of Hyundai's promise to create a better ownership experience. For more, visit HyundaiThreeYearMaintenance.com.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need to start the year right.
Whether you meet at the office or on a video chat.
Or whether your commute is now measured in feet rather than miles.
Staples has everything you need, like home office furniture, the latest tech, and organizational supplies at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, 2021 dated desk pads are just $3.99.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Get a fresh start this year with big savings from Staples. Ends 1/2/21 while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
All right, what I forgot about the 737, Alaska Airlines, that bought out Virgin, that's trying to get rid of all the Airbuses, ordered 68 of these things this week from Boeing. And Boeing's happy to sell them to them because they got 400 of them on the ground from canceled orders from other airlines. So you'll quickly see these 737 MAXs all over Alaska Airlines in the next couple of months. So anyway, and this is in light, they're the first ones to order any large group of planes. The number of planes being delivered 70% less this year than last year, duh. Anyway, and so they want to get rid of the Airbus jets and put the Boeing planes in because that's what their fleet has been. But I can't, anyway, it is.
As someone who's tall, I'm almost 5'10", I have always enjoyed flying on an Airbus way more because I like the window seat, and there's just so much more room overhead. You don't have to do the thing where you're crawling out of your seat. And I just have always found an Airbus to just be a much nicer experience.
They're more configured. Even the airline decides how they're going to configure the seats. But, you know, the interior design is pretty much all the same. As you've said, they have figured out how to logistically place the bins in a way that you don't whack. You're right. The older 737s, you whack your head when you get up. But they've changed that. The American planes are all now the new design, so you don't whack your head, at least when you get up out of the seat.
Well, back in steerage where I fly, I still whack my head.
10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Yeah.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Three past the hour now, time for our visit with Laura Banks, who, among other things, is a great astrologer. You know, I was thinking, you and I were talking on the phone last night about people calling and people getting to you. I want to spend a little bit of time talking about that big full moon that's out there and what it means. Now we're in the sign of Capricorn, and there's a lot of things that Capricorn stands for. But before we get to that, what about the way... That people use astrologers in general. And why would somebody call you or reach out to you? Stargalnetwork.com, stargalnetwork.com is the way to reach out to Laura Banks. But what do people get when they're on the phone with you? Describe, if you will, in a minute or two, what the really best scenario is for a really good reading.
Well, my traditional experience, and thank you, Doug, for having me and asking me that great question, is that you can really have a opportunity to start your life fresh. What happens in a real evaluation of a natal chart is to see what life choices you've made and how to reinvent yourself in the area of love, health, relationships. Those are the three areas, love, health, and money, okay, that people really come to me and say, what's going on here? And traditionally, there's so much going on in the unconscious, so many set up in a pattern of living to try and break that pattern is so difficult. So what I do is I say these things happen, you know, and I use some of my other technologies from Landmark Education around separating yourself from the past to reinvent yourself for a new future. be it a relationship or a new career, because we're all in transitions, we're always changing, and it's petrifying. So we hold on to what we know because it feels safe. But the more you hold on and linger in that world of knowing, like, I know myself, I'm bad at relationships, I'm not going to even try, I'm just going to close the door. You know, a lot of women, they just stop dating, they shut down their sensuality, and they live inside a world they've created where it works. And so you know what works. But in that world of what works, there's a whole bunch that doesn't work. You know, it's not about saying, here, you're a big hot mess off track. It's more of a recipe of discovering talents you didn't know you had. You know, Jupiter's going to show me. Yeah, Jupiter's going to show me what are you not even aware of that you have as a gift. Or this planet in your seventh house is going to say where to go meet somebody. And they don't even know where. I can tell people, like, where to go to really look to find love. Or mm-hmm. where to go, you know, I love the expression yucca bungas you said earlier.
That's
I just
it.
Love that.
Yep.
And it's a bunch yucca of yucca bunga until you separate it out and you understand, okay, and then here are the planets this next year, where they're going to be. Like, I just did my own transits and I noticed, you know, I'm moving into a sector of more work and structure mm-hmm. and health. You know, all right, well, now I know I can't. Why resist that? Just go with that.
Eager to talk to me about my transits and where
yes.
they're going and what's happening as we get into the new year. That's a very good overall picture. And again, go to Laura for readings. People are quietly, you know, they don't want to, I'm not going to tell them, I'm going to talk to a psychic or an astrologer. Ooh, no. Why? It's silly. Why not? I admit to being fascinated by this and have been for decades, and it hasn't hurt me one bit. Do you think people think I'm a little strange? That's nothing new. I am, I guess, different, and I'm happy to be different. I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to know what's going on, and there's so many ways of finding out, whether it's your own physicality and what's going on in your body, what's
well,
going
younger,
on in your mind.
Younger and younger people are going to astrology. It's no longer the dark the dark side.
No,
you know,
not
December 21st we had the Great Conjunction, which hasn't happened in the same sign in a very, very, very long time.
What does that mean? And, what does that mean?
Well,
to the
with that happening
person?
In Aquarius, that means is that there's going to be more cooperation, more looking into what we're talking about now, more the inventiveness. I mean, the conjunction happened right when the vaccines were created. Like it or not, there was this scientific breakthrough, which was unprecedented with how...
Well, but they've been working on this stuff for years. The mRNH or whatever that stuff is, they've been working on that stuff for eons, and that's why it made it easy. A lot of people don't understand that because
right.
a lot of people don't listen and they don't want to learn. So to go back to learning about yourself through astrology... And what's going on now? We've got a full moon this week and
right.
a lot of other influences
right.
going
so
into
so new beginnings,
year.
Tremendous new beginnings, practical accomplishments, technical levels of accomplishments. We're going to all have more a sense of vision and empowerment and driving towards the new, the fresh, the new beginning. Aquarius is the great... community developer, freedom of choice. So we're moving out of Capricorn, which is restrictive and creating and practical, to this world of social reform and positive humanitarian action. So
blow
it's
it
extraordinary
up.
Where we're going.
Let's go. We're going to blow it all up and start all over again. Let's hope, anyway. We need to change our evil ways, as it were. I say that in a philosophical sense. Thank you, Laura. Always great to have you here. Laura Banks at StarGalNetworks.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.